Shop the President's Day sale at Grand Appliance for unbeatable appliance deals and a hassle-free buying experience that includes fast delivery, expert installation, and personalized service from start to finish. Save now on top brands like LG with top-load washers starting at $5.99 and counter-depth max French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Learn more at grandappliance.com or one of Grand's local showrooms in Indianapolis and Lafayette. That's Grand Appliance, appliance experts since 1930.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joe, you did not ask the question.
Oh, my gosh.
To Billy Lindsay.
And by the way,
I respect that you wanted him to, you know,
you
side
will
with
say,
you, so you formed,
no,
it,
I didn't.
You formed the question in a way that would help you.
Billy,
I respect that.
Lindsay was a chippy, hard nose, in your face player. People love Billy Lindsay as a player. And he said it. I didn't say anything. And now you're going, well, you didn't ask him if it was a playoff game and your whole family was in town. Like,
no, but the whole point was that it was supposed to be playoff hockey.
So what are you talking about?
You butchered the question. It's okay. A lot of people disagree with you.
Disagree with Billy?
Billy, apparently.
Yeah. Hey, Billy, you're a dumbass. I know you're a physical guy, but you don't know. By the way, the other one is the best one. There's a reason one sport plays 17 games and the other plays.
Oh, stop.
It's true. We got 5 or 6 guys get hurt every game, and then they're like.
Well, yeah, if they played with the way they play in the playoffs in the NHL, if they played like that in the regular season, the whole team would be hurt.
Stop with that. That's a dumb. You're just going to add on till you think somebody's going to go, hey, he might be onto something.
Texas says, strike the answer from the record. Counsel was leading with his question.
Yeah.
You were. That's an objection. Leading the witness. This is fair. He said, if you're comparing playoff hockey, you want to be talking about playoff football. Don't they turn it up a notch in the playoffs?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Suppose. Yeah. It's not as dramatic, though,
yeah,
as in hockey.
Really? No, only one sport turns it up for the playoffs, and that's hockey. And we'll have people agreeing, yeah, that's right. You know, now you think about it, you're right. They don't really turn it up in other sports. Man, you are in rare form today.
I just think your question was very self-serving there to get the answer you wanted.
I like the way Billy paused. And he goes, hold on a sec.
Well, he wanted to think about it, and then he goes, well, if it was playoff hockey, maybe, but...
He never said that.
That's what he was thinking. He paused. But he goes, that's not what I was asked. I'm going to answer the question the way it was asked.
He said a running back running into a 350-pound defensive tackle. Or a 235-pound or 240-pound.
Leroy's real happy out there somewhere, huh?
Yeah, right. He's going to see that. I like Billy Lindsay. I knew Billy Lindsay knew what he was
talking
about.
What time is Leroy getting in today? So I make sure I'm gone.
Oh, man.
He came running in here yesterday.
He did. He was jacked up.
He was very fired up.
He almost went over the top of me to get into the studio to start, but you got him all the way down to the kitchen. So.
He, by the way, is very easy to
rile up. He's very passionate. Very passionate.
I replied back to him. I said, well, you didn't play hockey, so how would you know? And then he just went
you're
nuts.
Such... You hit me with that one, too.
He just took it.
And I go, you're right. There was no ice skating rinks around me. You're right. Nope.
You're easier to – he's much, much easier to rile up than you. Like him, it's just not even a challenge.
I've been very honest. I did not grow up around hockey.
Yeah, and most people that live down here didn't either.
That's not true. A lot of people from here, from the Northeast, and actually,
I just said grew up here. Oh, most people that grew up here, like, I didn't, you know, the Panthers were just starting, and it's not, I mean, there was roller hockey, play a little roller hockey, but it's not like there were ice rinks around every corner to, you know, go play at.
Well, listen, they hit the home run, and this week belongs to them for round.
What do you like in that game, by the way? We got to put some.
I think Canada gonna come back here.
You're taking Canada.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay, or am I gonna?
Not really. To be honest,
is that not politically correct? I think there's gonna be a bounce back. They got embarrassed.
Canada's like one of our chief rivals right now.
You're trying to get it now.
No, I'm just saying. They're going to play that song from Rocky IV with the rival nation.
Oh,
what
man.
Song is that? You know, like when they show the Russian and Rocky together?
I saw that, yeah.
Burning Heart.
Everybody's seen
They should
the
play
Rocky.
That before the hockey game starts.
I thought Rocky was really good, but actually the Rambos are much better. You like all the Rambos or no?
Nah, I don't care for the Rambos.
You don't?
Not really, no.
Oh, man. He goes back and kicks ass, man. He had to go back on a special mission. He came home and ends up in this redneck town in the middle of nowhere, and he had to kick ass there. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I take Rocky all day.
You take Rocky over Rambo?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not me.
I think Stallone's better movie is Demolition Man. I would take that over Rambo.
No.
That's a hell of a film.
I got to tell you, don't know how many Saturdays or Sundays nothing's on, and you go, it's Rambo, and then you end up watching the whole thing again, going, how many times I've seen this one?
Is he still living down
Got
there?
Got all the prisoners? Yeah, he's up in Palm Beach. He's another guy who moved out of California.
Yeah.
Everybody's
love to beat Rocky.
Everybody's
somewhere.
Moving out of, you would?
Oh, my God. That'd be a must-take picture.
Got
Absolutely.
Got a bunch of good-looking daughters. I did see that picture. Rambo. Right.
Thanks for the update.
Rambo. Was that an awkward moment right there? I said that?
Strange. I hope they're grown up.
They're all grown up. What are you talking about? I'm talking about 8-year-olds? Stop it.
I don't know.
Jesus, man. You always take everything. You're a dumbass, man. Well, you act like Rambo's like 25 years old and got a young family.
How old is he?
Rambo got to be 70.
You think he's 70?
Rambo?
Stop calling him Rambo. He's Rocky.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's Rambo.
He's 78.
See?
Wow.
And he's still doing kick-ass that last member, that last mission. He's still doing the last mission. Goes over and kicks some more ass. He gets some of his buddies in there still kicking ass.
Man, he was born in 46.
Rambo. You think he's better known for Rocky or Rambo? It's not even,
I would think
it's
Rocky.
Not even close. You're yeah. right, Rocky. It is Rocky.
Rocky's got, he got the statue.
But I
got
to tell you, man, you can go off the same theme and do like 20 shows. The amount of money he made on just those two, right? Although he's got that mob thing out now, too, doesn't he? Didn't he do the mob?
Yeah, the Mob King.
Mob
King,
yeah, that's right. That's pretty good, too. I got to tell you, his action stuff's not bad. Not bad at all.
No, he's great.
But the underdog fighting, you're right. I was wrong about that. Rocky is.
But now I will say, in fairness, the Rocky movie started to tail off all at the end.
Well, yeah, you can only do so much. Now the guy's fighting his kid. He's training. I mean,
yeah.
it got crazy.
Well, we got the Creed movies going now with Michael Jordan. Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
So you got the Creed ones. Man, the last one, he fought Drago's son.
That's right.
It's a little much. A little much, but.
The Rambo stuff coming home, though. Coming home and just. Pairing it up, man.
But that's your cut. You like those movies, though. That's like
yeah.
exactly what you like. You like John Wick. You like all the John Wick movies.
I do. And I like, you know what else I like right now? I'm going through this Vikings thing. You on the Netflix, all the Vikings. It's just.
You've been watching that for a while now.
Yeah, well, you watch it again now. But it's all.
Tulsa King, by the way, is the
Tulsa
name of the
King.
Tulsa King.
Tulsa King. That's right. Thank you.
What was Mob King?
That's the movie Anthony Caliendo did.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You know what? I watched that, and he asked me. He came in.
You're big on mob movies.
No. He comes in, and he goes,
too.
"Hey, I did this. This is the one I did." And the guy's amazing. Anthony Caliendo is amazing, the main man. So we're talking to him back there, and he goes, "You haven't seen it." And I go, "I just watched it 2 weeks." So I start telling him. He goes, "You watched it?" I go, yeah, all the mob stuff, yeah.
That's your thing. You're big into mob movies, too.
Cartel.
Mob movies and shooting movies.
Mob, cartel, and Vikings. Yeah.
You were hooked on that.
Those Vikings
Narcos
were,
show for a while. Remember that
Narcos.
You were hooked on that for a while.
I wish another one come out. Is it? We have any anywhere else besides Colombia and Mexico. Let me know.
I know you would know.
Damn, that was good stuff. Hey, we got more stuff to get. How we get going on that? How'd that happen?
Couldn't tell you.
Now?
Someone's a lot of recommendations for Tulsa King, though, if you want to watch it. I don't know if you watch it or not.
People are hearing good things. I don't know if I've seen Tulsa King.
I don't think I've seen it. Is Stallone actually in it, or did he, like, direct it?
I think he's in it.
Huh.
I'm with you, though. I like Rock. Now, Rock's getting a little older, but or Rambo, but.
You know, like Rocky V tails off, then the one after is. Remember, there's one who fights Antonio Tarver?
Yes, but I thought the Rambos were all pretty consistent.
Were they? I didn't watch them, but.
Well, he went over and got the guys out of that were still in a prison camp over in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
He did that.
Okay.
We thought they're all out and they had a secret mission, and he knew, the government knew there were some, so they had to do a mission where if they catch you, you know, this, you never existed, you know. And
someone said, if you like mob movies, you need to see the new Penguin series, one of the best mob shows of all time. I just finished season one of Penguin.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
All right. I do like Bang Bang Shoot 'em Ups. She likes love movies, and I like Bang Bang Shoot 'em Up.
Boy, that's surprising.
Well, I'll tell you what, those Viking shows,
those Viking shows,
they get after it sexually as well as just killing each other. It just.
What do you mean?
I mean, the Vikings were different. That was a different group of people now, the Viking thing.
No, right. What do you mean? You said that. What does that mean?
There's a lot of sex in that thing.
Is that HBO or something?
Netflix, yes.
Oh, okay.
All right. Hey, we got to go to break here. Is there anything else you want to
say,
you act like a dumbass, like you don't know about anything.
Watching late night, you know, Viking shows or whatever. It's weird.
You don't. All right, I gotta tell you about Loctite Impact. Yeah, Chev, the CEO, man, I always tell everybody, when it comes to Loctite Impact, boy, they do it all for you. You know what? It's not hurricane season, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't be protecting your home and get a jump start before hurricane season rolls around again. You can protect your home now with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing with South Florida's largest fleet of 5-star rated professionals. Replace your old roof and windows now with zero down, 100% financing. Get Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Plus, Loctite Impact's pros will handle all the projects from permit to installation. Everything in between is easy as 1, 2, 3. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. That's LoctiteImpact.com. Again, or call them at 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK. If you've been thinking about the roof, impact windows and doors, Loctite Impact can do it all for you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Time for your weather, brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. 76 degrees at the moment, and it looks like no rain in the forecast, so enjoy your day out there. And we also want to let people know that the Renaissance Festival is back in South Florida. We have your chance to win tickets. Travel back in time to the 16th century. More than 100 artisans selling their crafts and more than 100 performers for your chance to win. Go to the WQAM.com contest page and register. We got a lot of stuff on there, by the way, on the contest page.
Yeah, holy smokes.
Also a lot of people giving you TV shows to watch.
I just like the action stuff. I can't help it. I'm running out of stuff, man.
A lot of people voting for the Penguin. And you came in here and were like, no, I don't want Batman. I don't like Batman.
I thought you were going to tell me, like, I'm over Batman and Robin.
Yeah, because you're the only person on Earth that doesn't like Batman, but it doesn't really have much
to do.
How
many more Batman movies can you watch, bro? I watched the black and white going back when they used to go boom, and they'd spell boom. Bam, bam.
Well, in my opinion, the only good ones are the last three. The Dark Knight trilogy are the good ones, but I know Ben Affleck was recently.
You
Batman.
Know what?
That's when it crossed the line. But
the Batman thing, I don't know what had some. I still like Superman. I'll still watch the old Superman from time to time.
There's new Superman though. Now.
There is. There's a bunch, and honestly, I'll watch a little Spider-Man with the grandkids. Grandkids love Spidey.
Well, there's a lot of superhero movies because they make money, so they just keep pumping them out.
Anyway, so much for that, man. My viewing is running
out.
Did
you ever watch Griselda?
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah?
She's a badass. The baddest woman. She's the baddest ass woman in the history of South Florida, not even close. She had, you can name the meanest, most vicious mob or cartel member, and they're not even close to her, what she did. And by the way, I was down here during that time. I ran into her one night, said hello in a club.
Excellent.
that was good. I like that stuff. I like Cocaine Cowboys. Everything started with Cocaine Cowboys. Love Cocaine Cowboy.
Billy did a good job with that one.
Billy did a good job.
I happen to really like his baseball movie, though.
That was good, too, and it took me a while.
You finally watched that one.
I did.
Did you think differently about A-Rod after you watched it?
No, but I didn't.
Okay.
But I got to tell you, Billy's not a fan of Alex Rodriguez.
No, I can tell.
He lied to me right when I sat with him. That was it. Remember that?
But the movie's rough for him. I mean, it paints him in a bad light. But again, I know he's rehabbed his image better than maybe anyone in history. But
I got to tell you, he's not only rehabbed his whole career. He really has. Like, people don't even go after him anymore. Like, yeah, he's.
He owns the basketball teams now. That thing went through.
By the way,
he's
how about
on TV.
That? Did they get the cheap price on that? Is that what you told?
Yeah, they got the bargain.
They literally bought it and go, well, we just made a $2 billion extra cash on this thing. A dumbass sold it to us and didn't know what it was worth. How about an owner not knowing what his stuff's worth? How do you not know?
And they tried to do a give back. But that guy tried to sell it like five times, they say. He's an idiot. But A-Rod's got himself a basketball team.
Don't you have really smart finance people around you to go, hey, just a heads up? New contracts are coming out. You ought to hold on to it. Talk to some of the other owners. They're saying, team's going up another $2 billion.
So he's good. And then I watched that thing about Lance Armstrong, and Lance is like, oh, I moved up to where does he live, in Austin or something, to get away from everyone. And I go jogging in the morning, and they throw garbage at me. Like,
Lance will go down as the worst bad guy of all the steroid guys.
Really?
Well, you tell me. In perception... Nothing worse than what he had. He ruined people's careers.
A lot of guys lied.
No.
But he did ruin a lot of people.
He ruined careers.
Yeah.
He threatened people that well, rode
with
him.
He did apologize, though.
A little late in the party.
Wasn't it Oprah? He apologized.
He did. He finally said, okay, I'm coming clean.
He tried, man. Everyone likes Oprah, so he's like, all right, maybe I'll sit down with her.
And by the way, he actually did a lot of good work. Remember, I bought some of those cancer.
Livestrong? Everyone wore those things.
He must have made cancer.
He made millions a lot of money on those, yes.
And nobody forgives him.
Charity.
All yeah. those people ran around that had cancer going, we love this guy. There's no way he could do any of that stuff. He was clean. He just won. He just had an ability to win all the big races. Nobody. There's nobody in baseball disliked more. No one disliked more. Not even Roger Clemens, who's right there at the top. Roger's an easy guy to dislike.
How about this? You want to guess how many Livestrong bands were sold?
A million.
100 million.
Really?
100 million. With each sale, the $1, remember they're $1, 81 cents went back to the organization and its mission to fight cancer.
And we're still getting on the guy. The guy's heart was in the right place on that one. Well, he went through it. But, wow. Woody, that's crazy.
Speaking of that, we have a big event coming up this weekend.
Which one?
The Dolphins.
Oh, the DCC.
Yeah.
Man, you thought another sporting event, yeah.
No, well, this is a sporting event. People consider running a sport.
I got new. They got a concert at the end, which is really cool.
Third Eye Blind.
Awesome.
That's big.
But they got the walk, they got the run, they got the... I don't know how many people are doing 99 miles on that bike, but...
I think Gabby does that, doesn't she?
She'll probably do 99.
So I go in and watch. I'm part of the eating community.
54.
They got a lot of food out there because they all these sponsors come out and they just hand out food.
So
while everyone's running, I just sit back and eat.
There's probably going to be, I'm guessing, 7 to... We got a few days left, 7,000 to 8,000 people. It's closed, by the way, unless you're buying tickets to go watch the concert. It's 7,000 to 8,000 people going to be there. Turn into, I think, the biggest charity event, some have said, in the country. I said in the state, and they said, no, it's the biggest.
It's actually a really, like, if you're not going to run, it's a good event to go hang at, actually. They like the sponsors all set up a bunch of
the
stuff.
The Dolphins and concert. The University of Miami behind it. And together, it's pretty cool. And we talk about it. Matter of fact, I think Stuart Miller had his party last night. It was a lot of great stuff going on. Anyway, we've got more stuff to get to. Kyle Krabs, Locked On Fins podcast, already working on draft stuff and really breaking down the team. And I got to tell you, there's some holes on this Miami Dolphins team. There's a lot of work to do because of the free agents you've lost and upgrading the roster and the positions and everything else. So Kyle Krabs really going to break it down for you. That's coming up next. Stay with us.
If you love your phone but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, everybody. It's here. The March to spring training and opening day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.